football doing your head in this summer? Well, L'Oréal Paris has your back. Or should we say your hair? Because every missed goal, foul, penalty and minute of extra time, and don't even get us started on VAR, leads to stress, and stress leads to hair loss. LVE Growth Booster fights hair loss, so you can keep your hair on whatever the score. L'Oréal Paris LVE Growth Booster. Keep calm and keep your hair on. Shop now at Amazon, Boots and major supermarkets.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, June 22nd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Reflection AI has agreed to rent data center capacity from SpaceX, following similar agreements with Anthropic and Google. The startup, which has a $25 billion valuation, is building a network of open-source AI models. According to a person familiar with the matter, the deal is among the first for SpaceX since its public market debut earlier this month, and it'll give Elon Musk's company $150 million a month in revenue, starting in July, through the end of 2029. But shares of SpaceX are on track for their biggest one-day decline. The stock was down more than 13% in afternoon trading. Meanwhile, shares of Getty Images more than doubled, but has since retreated some after the company disclosed a display agreement with OpenAI. Under the deal, Getty said its licensed content libraries will appear across OpenAI search and discovery experiences within ChatGPT, enabling the use of its content within the AI platform. Getty stock is up nearly 90% this afternoon. Through Friday's close, its shares had lost more than half of their value since the beginning of the year. And Lucid Group will lay off about 18% of its U.S. workforce, including its COO. The EV manufacturer said the cuts affect full-time employees, contractors, and hourly workers, and would save the company about $158 million a year. Lucid has been looking to streamline its structure, reduce costs, and align production with anticipated demand. This round of layoffs follows a 12% U.S. workforce cut it had announced in February. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.